Have you ever wondered why heartbreak physically hurts? Why your chest aches when someone you love walks away? It turns out, love isn't just poetic metaphor. It's a sophisticated neurochemical system that hijacks your brain the same way cocaine does. We like to think of love as something mystical, beyond science's reach. But what if the poets got it backwards? What if love isn't a mystery at all, but rather evolution's most elegant solution to a uniquely human problem? Here's the evolutionary pickle we're in. Humans are born ridiculously helpless. A newborn gazelle can run within hours. A human baby, utterly useless for years. Our massive brains, the very thing that makes us special, created this vulnerability. Those big heads had to squeeze through narrow, upright walking hips, forcing us to be born essentially premature. One parent alone couldn't possibly manage the burden of keeping such a dependent creature alive while also gathering food and staying safe. So evolution did something radical. It chemically bribed us into cooperation. That warm feeling when you hold your child, that euphoria when your partner walks through the door, that contentment sitting with your best friend, those aren't just nice feelings. They're biological rewards designed to keep you invested in relationships that literally determine whether you survive. Falling in love isn't weakness. It's your brain on drugs. That consuming obsession, the constant phone checking, the replaying of conversations, that's oxytocin, dopamine, and dramatically reduced serotonin at work. New love drops serotonin to levels similar to obsessive-compulsive disorder, explaining why you obsessively await their texts. Different chemicals drive different phases. Oxytocin quiets fear of rejection, while dopamine provides that addictive rush. Long-term love runs on beta endorphin, your body's natural painkiller. Research with Oxford rowers showed synchronized rowing skyrocketed pain tolerance compared to solo rowing. The same effect occurs when couples laugh, dance, or exercise together. We're literally getting high together. Beta endorphin creates that warm, safe feeling. When someone leaves, the pain isn't metaphorical. You're experiencing actual neurochemical withdrawal. Around 18 months old, you underwent a test you don't remember that predicted your romantic future. In Mary Ainsworth's Strange Situation, researchers observed how you reacted when your mother left the room, when a stranger entered, when she returned. Were you confident and easily soothed, anxious and clingy, indifferent? These early patterns carved neural pathways that still influence how you love today. Your prefrontal cortex, handling social intelligence and emotional regulation, was still under construction at birth. Early caregivers shaped your neural architecture through consistent touch, soothing speech, and eye contact. Twin studies reveal something surprising. Childhood attachment is almost entirely environmental, not genetic. Dutch researchers found identical twins weren't more similar in attachment style than fraternal twins. By adolescence, however, genetics account for roughly 38% of secure attachment patterns. The connection between people who love each other runs deeper than behavior. It's physiological. When romantic partners interact, their blood pressure, body temperature, and heart rate synchronize. Brain scans reveal synchronized gamma waves in regions responsible for social understanding. When fathers received oxytocin before playing with infants, their baby's oxytocin levels rose to match within 7 minutes. Love is a biological dance between nervous systems. We obsess over romance and family while undervaluing friendships. Yet your social network is the single greatest predictor of health, happiness, and longevity. Strong friendships reduce mortality risk by 50%, matching the impact of quitting smoking and exceeding benefits of healthy weight. Friendships offer what family can't: choice. You select friends based on genuine compatibility rather than obligation. For women, friendships provide emotional intimacy, often unmatched by romantic relationships. For men, they offer relaxation and humor without demanding vulnerability. These differences may be neurochemical. Oxytocin enhances women's enjoyment of emotional sharing while increasing men's amygdala activity, potentially explaining why intimate conversations feel uncomfortable for men. For the 6% of Americans projected to remain single throughout life, friends fulfill roles traditionally occupied by partners or children. The concept of chosen family emerged in LGBTQ communities facing biological family rejection. Today, 80.7% of adolescents have formed chosen families, with 73.4% discussing sexuality with them versus only 52.8% with biological family. We extend this love beyond our species. Brain scans show most dogs activate more strongly for human praise than food treats. That tail-wagging excitement reflects genuine attachment.
Why do some people fall deeply while others stay distant? The OXTR gene, which codes for oxytocin receptors, has 28 variations that alter how you experience love, affecting receptor quantity, location, binding efficiency, and oxytocin circulation. The RS5357 variant demonstrates this clearly. People with 2G alleles display significantly higher empathy than those with A alleles, a dose-response relationship where more G means greater empathy. Europeans carry the G allele more frequently than Asians, possibly reflecting cultural differences. Individualist societies benefit from intense one-to-one attunement, while collectivist cultures emphasize group harmony. Some variants provide remarkable resilience. Children who experienced emotional abuse but carried 2G alleles reported significantly higher adult relationship satisfaction than A carriers. These GG carriers might experience greater neurochemical rewards from social interactions, motivating relationship building despite difficult beginnings. Parenting is also partly genetic. Parents with certain OXTR and CD38 risk variants showed lower oxytocin and less sensitive parenting, less infant gaze, sensitive touch, and positive vocalizations. Brain imaging reveals men show greater activation in regions suggesting romantic evaluation requires more conscious processing, while gay fathers show activation patterns combining both mom and dad regions, accessing the full parental bonding spectrum. Every society treats romantic love as public business because our brains dedicate enormous cognitive resources to tracking social relationships, knowledge that impacts survival. Students in one experiment perfectly recalled complex soap opera relationship details but failed basic geometry problems, revealing that social knowledge matters more for mating opportunities and hierarchy navigation. Yet, while romantic love is universal, its expression varies dramatically. Members of Cambodia's isolated Krung tribe easily identified American body language expressing anger or happiness, but only 3 of 26 recognized expressions of love, compared to 24 of 27 Americans. Language shapes how we conceptualize love. English has one word. Arabic has many, from ishq, love that entwines two people, to wala, love carrying sorrow. Collectivist cultures describe love through benefits to others. Western societies frame it as intensely personal. Even in the West, love remains governed by unwritten codes. Jane Austen's England followed strict courtship protocols with family scrutiny. Modern Western cultures emphasize emotional authenticity, where individual feelings trump collective opinion. These rules serve as control mechanisms, maintaining cultural identities, preserving power structures, and ensuring stability. Love isn't an emotion. It's a motivation as fundamental as hunger or thirst. While emotions are fleeting, love persists long-term. Among 14 feelings studied, it emerged as the strongest motivator for positive change. Real stories prove love's extraordinary power. Saru Brierley spent years searching Google Earth to find his birth family after 25 years and succeeded. Dashrath Manji hand-carved a mountain path over 22 years after his wife died because the hospital journey was too long. P.K. Mahanandia cycled 11,000 miles from India to Sweden to reunite with Charlotte. Love and creativity exist in a feedback loop. We create art to understand love and use art to enhance it. Evolutionary psychologist Jeffrey Miller suggests creativity evolved as sexual selection, displaying genetic worth through intelligence and imagination. Love infiltrates every aspect of existence, from neurochemical systems to cultural rules, from genes to motivations driving extraordinary acts. Your relationships aren't optional extras. They're the foundation of your health, happiness, and longevity. Invest in friendships. Show up for family. Be vulnerable with your partner. Love isn't just what makes life worth living, it's what keeps you living at all.